Let's go to the Newsline, the Vision Home Loans Newsline, in fact. And we are joined today by Doug Price with Visit Colorado Springs. And Doug, welcome to the show and hope you had a happy 4th.
Thank you, Shannon. Andrew, nice to talk to both of you. It was a great 4th. Oh, my gosh. Between switchbacks winning and fireworks all over town, it was a 4th on the porch. It was amazing.
Exactly. Yeah, it was definitely a wonderful experience here throughout Southern Colorado, and there's a lot to continue celebrating as we're continuing to mark the 150th anniversary of Colorado Springs and the official birthday coming up here at the end of this month, July 31st.
Thanks, Andrew. And yes, we are celebrating the 150th, and doing the math, it does go back to 1871 when General Palmer, really, as we recognize him as the founder of our city, just founded this city with our scenery and the mineral springs and the clean air to attract both residents and visitors. It's always been a destination for people to come and visit, and it's all been about wellness and health and getting outside. And as many of you know, it was really celebrated a lot last week with Catherine Lee Bates coming to the Springs and going atop Pikes Peak, which inspired the poem "America the Beautiful."
Truly, one of the anthem that we all love. All right, let's talk about some of the exhibits that we can take in to help celebrate the sesquicentennial.
Well, I hope that our residents and your listeners in general will go over to the Pioneer Museum, because the Pioneers Museum has really put together some interactive educational programs that allow people to learn about the history. And one of the first exhibits is called Evidence, Finding the Facts Out About General William Jackson Palmer. And it really does give great insights into the man and to his family. And then I love the exhibit 150 at COS 150 examines 150 different artifacts and stories to explore our past history. And it was created with input from the community. It gives people opportunity to share their family history and creates a lot of common threads from past to present. It's just a really special, and it's free. So I hope people will go in to see it. And, you know, another thing, Shannon, that has been now, we're doing this over the next 2 years, is the challenge to plant 18,071 new trees throughout the city over the next 2 years.
Right. You know, people should think about, like, if you have, say, 4 people in your family, plant a tree for each kid, each person in your family. They'll have something that they can really truly say, I made my mark on Colorado Springs, right?
That's it. And you know, Andrew kicked it off when he talked about July 31st being the actual sesquicentennial date of the celebration. And that downtown celebration begins at 11 o'clock that Saturday with a parade through time, portraying the moments in Colorado Springs history down Tejon Street. And that we just hope people will come out for the parade. And then following the parade, there's going to be a street festival, from 12 noon until 8 p.m. with live entertainment like martini shot, food and drink, and there'll be a special screening down at the Olympic and Paralympic Museum of the Tokyo Olympic Games, which will be a week in to already taking place. So it'll be a chance to come down and participate in some, you know, different demonstrations. And there's going to be 2 fabulous Olympians there, Jackie Joyner Kersee and Bonnie Blair will both be there for people to meet and greet. And so where else but Olympic City, USA, are you going to get a chance to meet athletes like Jackie Joyner Kersee and Bonnie Blair? And there'll be others as well.
Right. And if you need some inspiration, those 2 ladies can offer it in spades.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, Doug Price with Visit Colorado Springs. Thank you for joining us and telling us about those upcoming events and events that are ongoing, all to help us celebrate turning 150 in Colorado Springs. And congrats.
I think we look pretty good for 150, Shannon.
Right, we sure do. And congrats, no wrinkles. And congrats on a successful fourth on the porch. It was really fun. So fantastic.
Thank you.